This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Missoula official working on a new cross-country passenger rail line that would pass through Montana called on Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy to restore multiple federal grants for the project. Dave Strohmeyer, chair of the Big Sky Passenger Rail Authority, penned a letter to Secretary Duffy in March to ask for continued federal support for reestablishing the Montana passenger rail line. The Department of Transportation placed some grants under review, which Strohmeyer said could needlessly slow down an infrastructure project related to the rail line near Malta this summer, along with other rail work. Strohmeyer wrote to Duffy, "We're in jeopardy of losing an entire construction season on our Fed-State partnership project, which means increased costs and delays in long overdue improvements to one of the nation's most critical east-west rail corridors." Called the Big Sky North Coast Corridor, the rail project is in the initial planning stages to develop a 2,300-mile passenger route from Chicago to Seattle, including several stops in Montana, in Missoula, Bozeman, and Billings, among other stops. The passenger line would build on existing freight and passenger rail routes in Montana. The rail project has garnered federal approval and is listed as the only long-distance route designated for reintroduction in a Federal Railroad Administration report to Congress in January. But now, under the Trump administration and the deep cuts made by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, the Department of Transportation has paused some previously awarded grants, including $15 million to improve rail lines near Malta and $600,000 for railroad workforce development. That $15 million grant would improve track infrastructure and increase rail capacity near Malta, while the $600,000 would go to education institutions for railroad trainee programs. The Malta project will optimize the Empire Building rail line across northern Montana to eventually share infrastructure with the Big Sky North Coast Corridor route. Both routes would share tracks east of Fargo, North Dakota, and west of Sandpoint, Idaho. Making capacity improvements for each individual line is needed to maintain a consistent passenger rail schedule. Strohmeyer said, "We want an efficient and optimized Empire Builder to avoid any bottlenecks with the new service. Malta is currently one of those existing bottlenecks." Currently, environmental review and engineering is moving forward for the Malta project. The Big Sky North Coast Corridor passenger rail project is in the first of three phases. Funding for the first phase, roughly $500,000 to create a scoping plan and timeline for designing the rail route, is in progress. The second phase would start in summer 2025, and the project could be shovel-ready in 3 years. In the Montana legislature, the Rail Authority is pushing for dedicated Montana government funding for passenger rail. House Bill 848 would redirect taxes collected from freight from the State General Fund to the Big Sky Passenger Rail Authority. Strohmeyer said that funding could provide up to $2 million annually. House Bill 848 passed its initial committee hearings and will next face a full State House vote. If approved, the money could go to the second phase of creating a service plan for the route. In 1971, 20-year-old Kara Peters was fired after just 4 hours on the job as a wildland firefighter, not because she couldn't do the work, but because the agency said they couldn't provide separate accommodations for women on the fire line. But Kara was told if she could assemble 12 suitable female candidates, the Bureau of Land Management would begin a pilot program to test their strength and endurance. Kara Peters returned with not 12, but 23 women, who became the first all-female firefighting crew with the Bureau of Land Management, fighting wildfires and forest fires in Alaska for 2 years. Today, women serve in all levels of fire management, serving in all capacities and agencies in wildland firefighting. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.